In the Middle Ages, it would have been impossible to walk across the main altar as you're doing now, since an imposing painted and gilded fence would have stopped you. The purpose of the fence was to protect all the elements of worship, especially the relics held inside. The altar was presided over by a monumental Gothic altarpiece of polychrome alabaster, the work of Bartolomeo de Robbio. A few fragments of this altar place are on display at the Museum of Lleida. What you can see today is a collection of wall paintings, extremely deteriorated but restored, with multiple scenes alluding to the life of Jesus and the Virgin Mary. In the middle of the paintings, you'll see a hole, which in reality is a cupboard, where the cathedral's most famous relic was kept, the holy cloth, or Jesus's first diaper. Beneath the paintings, you'll find a plaque engraved in Latin, reminding us that in 1203, the first stone of the church was laid. And across from the plaque, on the other side, there lies the Gothic tomb of Berenguer de Barutei, a canon of the cathedral. The tomb, created by the French sculptor Rodier Gautier, provides an idea of what most of the great monumental tombs, which we know, filled the church at the time must have been like. A close look reveals that all the heads have been broken off. These mutilations and many others must be contextualized within the military period endured by the cathedral.